Well, months ago, when I was planning the lessons for May and June, I knew that this would be the first Sunday back after being gone for 3.5 weeks, and I knew that I might be jet-lagged, and I knew that I might have had a lot of time to prepare, so I thought, what title can I come up with? So I came up with this title, Outer Beauty, Inner Beauty, figuring that there was something that I would have seen along the way in Italy that was beautiful that I would have had some kind of experience with, and so I've got more than enough to share. So one thing that strikes me is that we are so conditioned to look at the outer aspect of things and to judge by the outer aspect of things, by the way things look. We talk about first impressions being so important. And most of that is what we see. And so we've come to think that the outer things of life are the things that are most valuable. And when we take a moment to think, and when we go deeper, we recognize that it's not the outer things that are valuable, it's the inner things, the inner values that we have, the inner truths that we know, that when we anchor ourselves in them, make our lives worthwhile, make our lives make a difference for others. And again, we're conditioned also to think that bigger is better. And as I was preparing the slideshow for our France program that we're doing at 1 o'clock today, I was thinking about the Louvre in Paris, that there's one of the biggest paintings in the world is there. And it's huge. It's a painting of the wedding feast at Cana, where Jesus turned the water into wine. And there's a few people that come and stand and get their pictures taken in there. There's another painting in the Louvre you may have heard of called the Mona Lisa. And comparative in size, it's little. The frame makes it actually look a little bit bigger, but it really is small. But where's the crowd of people? The crowd of people is at the Mona Lisa, not at the big one, because there's something about that Mona Lisa that has touched people through the ages, through centuries, as something powerful, something evocative, something that, is she smiling? What's her secret? It's like there's something about it that draws us into that. And so that's, again, symbolic of that awareness that it's not necessarily the big, bold things in life that are most important, but when we're anchored in an awareness of the presence and power of God, when we're anchored in an awareness that there's something more in life that we're connected with and that we're living from, then there's this energy that moves through us. The image that came to me this morning as I was meditating was that so many times in life I feel like I'm on one of those bicycles hooked to a generator, and I'm trying to produce enough power for my life to work, and I'm just pedaling and pedaling and pedaling and pedaling and pedaling, when I could just plug in, right? And so it's the same thing. We work so hard to try to make our ideas and our lives work. If we just plug into the presence and power of God, to that wisdom, that infinite intelligence, that all-pervasive love that's there, if we just plug into that, then we don't have to work so hard. We still have things to do, but it's not wearing us out. We're able to draw something in and be vibrant and energized from that. And so we recognize that the outer things, the outer beauty will fade. It'll rust, it'll turn to dust. And there was the little girl that heard the story, the idea that that these bodies, are there, they come from dust and they return to dust. And so one day she was looking under her bed, she says, "Mommy, Mommy, look, there's somebody coming or going." And so there's, this experience of life is something more. And the scripture that we have today is sort of pointing us at that. Peter writes, he says, "Your adornment not ought to be a merely outward thing." He doesn't mean to don't adorn yourself. I mean, the picture that I have as the background today comes from a Brazilian tribe, and these are men dancing, and the only one that we see is the one in front, but you can see the hands of the ones behind him. You know that they're all dressed, they're decked out in feathers and beads and all that, and because that's part of the celebration of life. So Peter's not saying don't do that, plaiting the hair, putting on jewelry, wearing beautiful dresses, but he's inviting us to something deeper. He says, look for a new nature within, the imperishable ornament of a gentle and peaceful spirit, which is indeed precious in the sight of God. So he's inviting us to have something more in our lives than just the outer things, because they're going to fade, they're going to disappear, we're going to lose them. And one of the other phrases that we use is, don't judge a book by its cover. And one of my favorite examples of that from our trip is when we were we are out at Lake Garda, and there's a city there called Salo. And here's the front of the cathedral. Compared to some of the other cathedrals, I'll show you the one in Milan in a moment. This is pretty plain. And yet when you get inside, here's this. It was so dark I couldn't take pictures, so I took a copy of the brochure. It's just this, there's this gorgeous colors, and particularly this piece in front, I'll give a close-up of that, with Jesus and Mary and the disciples and all that. It was just an amazing experience. And then all along, there were all these chapels all along the side there. And so here's this plain facade, but inside was this rich, rich experience that was there for us. And sometimes a plain wrapper can hide that treasure in life. For our planning for our trip, Meredith had me plan all the hotels. And so I told her, I said, well, since I did all the planning, you can't complain. And when we got to the city of Argento on Sicily, we pulled up to this place. And the entry is down this alleyway that goes down off the main street on the side of the building. And so we're going, okay, here we're going into the alley. What kind of hotel is this going to be? Well, you get up to the sixth floor, and you've got a beautiful view and beautiful, you know, marble everywhere. And it was one of our favorite stops in the whole trip. So, you know, just looking at it from the outside, we can't always tell what it is. So there's an invitation to go deeper, an invitation to go deeper. And a part of the trip that we had, we had planned a couple years ago to take a group trip to the Lake District of Italy. We didn't get enough people sign up, so I still wanted to do that. And in particular, wanted to stop in Milan and to see the Last Supper fresco by Da Vinci, because it's just been restored a few years ago. It took him 4 years to paint it. The last restoration took 20 years. here's this building. It was a part of it. There was a church next door, and this was part of a monastery. And the fresco is actually in the dining hall of this old monastery. And of course, you can't take pictures of it, but they had a picture of it outside that I took a picture of. And one of the things that I'd never experienced before is when you get in this dining hall, probably about half the size of our sanctuary here. Here's this fresco, and as you're looking at it, the way that he did it, it looks like the wall is actually a room, and it extended out. And so it's like there's this perspective, which I had never, looking at a picture like that, you don't get that. And we had a guide who was explaining everything, and she was basically saying everything that I'd already read on all these little things outside. So I kept moving around the space, looking at it from this direction, and then walking over here and getting closer, and then backing up and farther away. And in each point of view, each place, there was a different experience, a different energy, a different image, a different disciple, a different way that, you know, it caught my, and it was a wonderful, powerful experience. And we only got to be in there 15 minutes because then the next group comes in. But, you know, it was, again, one of the purposes of us going to the northern part of Italy for this was because I wanted to see this. It's been, you know, one of my dreams for a long, long time. And I just close my eyes and I still have this experience of that. Again, looking at the outside of the building, it's like, it's not that much, but there's something inside that's just amazing. And so that's the gift that we all have in each moment of life, that we may look at life and say, oh, it's just that same old thing again. But don't stop there. Don't stop at the service. Go to something deeper and find that there's a richness, there's a joy, there's a peace that's there. You know, Jesus says that out of his heart a man brings forth his treasure. And so we have to build this treasure into our souls, this awareness of this presence and power of God, so that we can have this sense that outer beauty can point us to inner beauty. And even if it doesn't look so beautiful, because that's what we're looking for, that's what we've set our minds for, that's what we'll be drawn into. So I want us to look at this three ways, to seek beauty, to savor beauty, and to share beauty. So the first part, to seek beauty. And again, wherever we are, whatever's going on, it's easy to be caught up in the anxiety and the tenseness. I've got to get these things done, and things aren't, you know, there's not enough time and energy and money and all those. It's so easy to get in part of that. Another way of looking, I saw this button recently. It says, I've got mood poisoning. Must have been something I hate. And so we recognize, we fill ourselves with all these things that aren't what we want, and we talk about them, we complain about them, we write about them, and we text about them, and all those things that aren't the way that we want. We dwell on them in our mind rather than dwelling on the peace and the satisfaction, the contentment that are available to us. When we were at Lake Maggiore, there was this wonderful statue of St. Francis with the baby Christ and some animals there. And it was just a beautiful, and even though it was sort of an overcast day, it was just this beautiful experience of just this presence of peace, this presence of love. And again, wherever we are, those things are there for us to not only see in an outer way, but for us to draw from in a deeper way in our lives, to recognize that something more is there. I talked this week to a family. The father's Catholic, and he came to the memorial for Frank Kleber a number of years ago. And this Catholic man is under hospice care now, and because I'd met him and talked with him, I asked, would you like me to come visit? He said, yes, I would, and bring the book, meaning the Bible. And what the family member told me is that when he came to Frank Kleber's service, that for the first time in his life, he felt a little more resolution about death. And so I know I'm going to have an amazing conversation with this guy about life and death and what's afterwards and how to prepare and what's going on. And I'm just so looking forward to that as an experience of beauty, of taking a moment to share with someone at a very poignant moment in his life and to point him to something, to point his mind and heart and soul to something about himself that's larger, that's eternal. And it's, again, there's that opportunity that's there for us to recognize that there's this deeper sense of presence that's there for us in every moment. And so again, our desire to look for that draws us into something greater. The other thing that struck me, and again, this is from the chapel in Salo. Here's a diagram. So you walk into the entry here, and again, that amazing piece with the Jesus and the disciples, everything was up here. But all along, as you walk in, there's these little chapels within the cathedral, a bigger one here, but all these little chapels that are there. And again, this is in many of the big cathedrals, this is the way it is. And what struck me is that, we think of this is our sanctuary, and this is where we are. And if there were all these little chapels, along the side, it's like that doesn't fit into the way we are. But for them, it's like each moment, each experience has an opportunity to draw us into something else. And so what if we saw our lives that way? What if we saw our bodies that way? That each organ in our body is a place for prayer. Each cell in our body is a place for prayer. Each moment when we're at work or when we're volunteering or at school, whatever it is, it's an opportunity for us to have a prayer experience of that presence of God. And of course, each of these chapels is dedicated to a different saint or a different experience. And so we could think of that for ourselves, that when we're at school, that prayer experience could be about infinite wisdom, divine intelligence working in our minds. When we're thinking of our bodies, we can think in terms of life, we can think in terms of order, we can think in terms of bringing in blessing, releasing what we don't need. So each moment becomes a prayer opportunity. And so each little pocket of our life, if that's what we're seeking, becomes a way for us to experience that presence of God in a greater way in the midst of our lives. So just some of the beauty that I was looking for and found. This is the Cathedral of Milan. And this is just amazing, and you could go up to the top. There, you can see some of the scaffolding there. There's scaffolding all around it, but you could go up to the roof, and there's all these statues and gargoyles and structures and angles, and it's just amazing. That was one of my favorite experiences with that. This was at a place called Isola Bella. It's an island on Lake Maggiore, where a guy built this. His wife's name was Isabella, and so he named the Isola, the island, Bella, Isola Bella. And again, it was beautiful gardens and beautiful, huge. But one of the things I found most fascinating, this was down in the basement, that this is all little pebbles on the walls, the ceiling, and the floor. So it's like mosaics done in pebbles. And the whole basement, room after room after room was done like that. It was just incredible, very striking. This was Lake Garda. This is the Italian Alps. And it just, again, this picture doesn't even begin to do justice to the beauty. It was one of those things where you've heard the phrase, it took your breath away. It's like you look and you just, Wow, it was just beautiful. This was Lake Lugano in Switzerland. And you can just, again, you can see just the reflection in the water. The water was just so still, you could see the reflection. That was beautiful. This was in Segesta, this is on Sicily. There's an old city up on the hill, and there's a Greek theater, and they were actually putting on a play. and it was fun to watch that and see the audience there. And then just the view out into the valley up above was just incredible. And then this is up in Erice. And this is where, I don't know what the elevation is, it's at least 2,000 meters, maybe more. And again, it was sort of an overcast day, so you can't see down below, but it was just a gorgeous, gorgeous experience. And of course, it's May, so it's springtime, so those flowers and everything out. This is Mount Etna. This is one of the craters on Mount Etna. I did not go to the top, but I went to this one. And again, it's sort of stark in a way, but again, when you stop and think of it, so what happened here? Well, the mountain blew up. That's pretty amazing. And so you can look over the side and just see these lava flows down the hill. And so again, there's a beauty in that power of the earth, that energy that's there. So that was a neat experience. And then this next one, oh, we were in Como, and I was trying to get directions, figure out what we were going to do, and I saw this little flash dance. So let's see if this is going to work here. It's just the end. So, you know, I was going there, you know, right around the corner here is where the information booth was. That's why I was there. And then I peeked into the cathedral, and then when I came out, here was this thing happening. So what that says to me is that when you're looking for beauty, you're going to find even what you may have in mind what you think you're looking for, but other things are going to be there to show up for your life. Again, so that we can not just seek beauty, but then savor it when we find it. One of the things they talk about in eating, and again, because we have this thing about, you know, more is better, so many of us do a good job at eating more. And what they say is we're actually better if we chew more than eat more. And so how is it that we can savor this thing in life? I'm doing a memorial this afternoon at 4 for a couple that I married, in 2006. It was her fourth marriage, his third marriage. And when they came to me and asked me if I would marry them, they said, well, you know, we've been married before. I said, well, you believe in marriage then, obviously. So I'm willing to. So they've been together and they had a wonderful time in these past 7 years. And when he was under hospice care at the end, and the nurse was there, and he was talking about how much he loved his wife and everything, and what a wonderful life they'd had together. And so the nurse, not knowing how long they'd been married, said, well, you know, how long have you married? And he said, not long enough. That was his answer, not long enough. And I thought, how many times do we miss an experience? We miss a blessing in something because we're so busy to get to the next one rather than savoring what's in the moment. And there's a poem, we're actually going to sing this after the lesson, that comes from the Zuni tribe. They're part of the Hopi Indians. And it's actually, we do it as a spiritual dance as well. I walk with beauty before me. So imagine that you are going through your life and that as you're walking with this awareness that I walk with beauty before me. I walk with beauty behind me. Did you leave beauty behind you? Where you've just been, what you just did, what you just said, did you leave beauty behind me? Yeah, I walk with beauty above me. And of course, we can look at the sky and we can see that. I walk with beauty below me, see the earth and all that it is. I walk with beauty all around me. And then the last line is so striking to me. My words will be beautiful, my Lord. So it's coming from that place of beauty. It's fun to do this dance. I've done it many different places. Sometimes when we do it inside, we may be in an older building, and so we're doing this, you know, I walk with beauty before me, it's a partner dance, so you're singing to your partner, and then I walk with beauty behind me, and you sing to your partner behind you. I walk with beauty above me, and you look at the ceiling, well, it's not particularly beautiful, I can see the stains on those acoustic tiles up there. Yeah, I walk with beauty below me, well, they didn't clean the floor very well. But after you do the dance for about 5 minutes or so, all of a sudden, your sense of beauty has expanded. It's not that anyone or anything has changed, but who you are is different because you've been focusing on beauty. All of a sudden, there's a beautiful experience that's unfolding because that's the gift that you've given yourself. And so that's what we want to find ways to do that, to connect to that sense of that deep peace of God. And you know, in the midst of an experience, just close our eyes for a moment, just say, ah, here it is, thank you. There was a wonderful monastery in Pavia, and the tiles that they had in there, it was like every fourth tile had the letters G-R-A on them. And so there was one of the monks was there, and he was explaining that it's short for the Italian word for thank you. You know, in Spanish being gracias, and it's, you know, grazie. And it's for them to remind that everywhere they walk to be grateful for where they are. So, and again, you may not be able to tile your life with that, but if you could walk with that sense of beauty, that sense of blessing, that sense of joy, that sense of goodness, you know, right where you are, to say, I'm walking with this, I'm walking as this, then what comes out of us is that blessing in our life. And so here's the sense that I invite you to have. Here's our affirmation for today. I radiate with the light of spirit. Because we say light is beautiful, isn't it? So let's say this together. I radiate with the light of spirit. And again, close your eyes and let's say it again. I radiate with the light of spirit. And just savor that light and savor your radiance as that light. Just breathe as it. Just breathe as a part of it. And so when we take the time to do that, then again, we fill our lives. So here, a couple more from the travel log. This is from that monastery in Pavia. Just an incredible, beautiful place. This was in Taormina. We were walking along, and then the big thing there is there's this incredible Greek theater that has views that are just amazing. But as we were walking along the street, what I noticed is, here's all this bush up here. Here's the trunk for it that goes down, and you can't see the bin, but it grows out of the concrete, basically. And so again, here in this, on this street where you're not looking for, because the beautiful thing is the theater, right? Well, don't miss what's on the way and on the way back as well. This was at Via Romana. This is on Sicily. And there's this old Roman villa that's has all this mosaic floors. And you can see a little bit of the paintings on the wall. But it was just room after room after room after room after room of these mosaic tiles. That were just incredible. Hunting scenes and, you know, shipping scenes and, you know, all kinds of things. It was just incredible. And this was going, we stayed 3 nights in Sirmione on Lake Garda in the old city, and this is how we drove in to the city. So you can see the look on these pedestrians here as these cars are driving through this place that's about this wide. They're not very happy. It was interesting avoiding them. But again, just a beautiful, beautiful experience in this. And so that takes us to our third part of beauty, is to share the beauty. Because if you have beauty in your life, we need to share it. And to recognize that for each moment that we're in life, there's someone next to us who's hurting. There's someone near us who's confused. There's someone around us who's frustrated. And if we can keep established as much as we can in that sense of that connection to God, then we can be a blessing for them, sometimes without even saying a word, sometimes just by smiling or patting them on the shoulder, just saying, I'm here for you. Sometimes it's bigger things that we do, but those little things can make all the difference in the world to share that peace. When we were on Isola Bella, there was this white peacock. I made it too bright, so you can't see, here I am, he's saying, here I am. Can you see me? Can you see me? You know, you're just walking around like that, you know. And so can we have that sense of that I am God's peace. Here I am. I'm God's peace. I'm God's love. You know, I'm God's joy. I'm God's light. You know, and just to wherever we are, that's what we're bringing. That's the gift that we're bringing in our life. Audrey Hepburn was considered to be a beautiful woman, and so she was asked for some beauty tips. She said, for attractive lips, speak words of kindness. For lovely eyes, seek out the good in people. For a slim figure, share your food with the hungry. For beautiful hair, let a child run his or her fingers through it at least once a day. For poise, walk with the knowledge that you're never alone. People, even more than things, have to be restored, renewed, revived, reclaimed, and redeemed. Never throw out anyone. Remember, if you ever need a helping hand, you'll find one at the end of each of your arms. And as you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself, the other for helping others. The beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way that she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman must be seen from in her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where love resides. The beauty of a woman is not a facial mode, but the true beauty in a woman is reflected in her soul. It is the caring that she lovingly gives, the passion that she shows. The beauty of a woman grows with passing years. So keep your spiritual antenna out for peace, for beauty, for love, for joy. And when you find it, bathe in it, savor it, bask in it, and then speak of it. Tell it with this sense of joy, with this sense of passion, with this sense of energy, with this sense of aliveness that brings it back again and again as a renewal for your own self as you speak it, but as a renewal for the people around you as well. That deep, wonderful peace of God will shine as beauty in your life as you let it. It'll be a treasure that will continue to grow in value. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for each step, each moment of the walk, each breath of life, which brings us your light and your beauty and all your gifts. We do know that we are connected to who and what you are, and we give thanks for each moment that we get to express it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen.